Yes.
Vice President Al Gore concluded his speech with a beautiful metaphor of steering by the stars. He spoke about a limitation of business.
First of all, tell us who you are.
Pardon me, Stephen Krivit, New Energy Times.
Okay.
He spoke about the limitation, the 90-day limitation from the financial markets. Of course, there's the limitation from the political side, the four-year limitation. Many of the research scientists that I speak to talk about needing a 10 to 40 year cycle to do their work. And I have no criticisms about the program today. It was an excellent program. My question is, in formulating the program for this year, or as you will formulate the program for next year, either have you or will you consider developing some discussion to bridge that gap between what the research scientists need and what the current reality is?
Of course, John. Well, I would say yes in two ways. One is I think that the other part of the bill that passed in February contained a very, very strong commitment to the R&D dollars that will produce the new technologies that we're going to need in 2020 and 2030 and indeed in 2050. The other thing that I think really came up over and over again today, and again, I think President Clinton really focused on this very directly, was the need for financing that bridges that gap between what people are looking for in that very short term and the ability to give to deal with the people who are going to benefit from those clean energy investments over the long term. And I think that's one of the provisions that is in fact contained in both the House passed bill and the Energy Committee passed bill in the Senate, which is a financing authority that can get off of that 90-day cycle that is so dominant on Wall Street and begin to lay the groundwork to give long-term sustained support through loan guarantees, through other credit enhancement features, so that people like Boone Pickens, who needs the financing to produce that clean energy future, will be able to access capital. Now, that is a little bit of federal money through a green bank facility that will leverage a lot of private capital. The numbers, again, were thrown out today, 10 to 1, 20 to 1 leverage on that capital that will pull the money that President Clinton talked about in off the sidelines and into direct investments in long-term need to finance clean energy projects. So I think we'll next time we ought to probably spend even more time on that particular question, because I think it's a vexing one for people like Boone who are in the business of actually producing wind power and other things to get that financing package that's going to really work for the long term.